The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the year is almost gone. 2024 will be soon, but a memory. So we thought we'd invite Jarlath Regan, the podcaster extraordinaire and comedian, in to reflect on the year that is passing. Jarlath, good morning.
Great to be here, Pat.
Thanks. How many podcasts are you doing now?
Quite a few. Irishman Abroad has a few spin-offs. The Irishman Running Abroad returns on February 1st. And Irishman in America was a big, big show this year with Marion McKeown, of course. A big year. I mean, that would be the first thing I'd reflect upon. Is just
it's been a great year for you. Now, what was the trigger? What made you global?
I don't know, Pat. Things went bananas for me in 2024, for sure. I toured America and went and sold out every seat of the thing. I mean, I never expected it. I probably Instagram. Probably putting up my comedy.
Yeah, well, your Irish mammy. It seems there is an Irish mammy everywhere and not just... It's the mammy, full stop, isn't it?
Yeah, these reels of kind of the things Irish mammies say really started putting them up on my holidays and realised that we all think these are very Irish mammyisms, that like, have you got a coat? All of this kind of stuff of just the constant infinity loop of caution. Jesus Christ, be careful, put that down, don't drag it, lift that out, all of this stuff. But what I realised after putting them up was that these are not just Irish mammy tropes, these are mother tropes from across the world.
But it seems as if the mammy has a very soft spot for a son.
Yeah.
But has a much more critical attitude towards a daughter.
Well, I'm just putting up what I've heard, right? I don't want to cause too much controversy, but we all know that there isn't equality across the board with all siblings.
I mean, one of the ones that springs to my mind, the mammy saying, oh, that dress, that's lovely. It'll look gorgeous on you when you lose a few pounds.
I mean, I put up a reel of these each week on my Instagram account, and to hear people feel like, oh, it's not just my mother that does this, is lovely. But the other thing that I get back on these, Pat, is people who aren't lucky enough to have their mum around this Christmas,
she's back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's lovely too. Yeah. But it is strange to hear people saying, this is Sri Lankan moms as well, or this is Jewish mothers do say these things too, have the overabundance of caution, or they won't accept when they're sick that they need treatment. But when you're sick, you better lie down and not go anywhere.
And her observations on any female in the life of the son.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, he's very unlucky in love. She wouldn't let him have a Facebook account. Can you believe that? Meanwhile, he's been on Tinder the entire time they're in a relationship. Yeah. I mean, I write the translation underneath. So it's what I think we all have the ability to translate.
She won't even iron a shirt for him.
This is it. Wouldn't you? Next, she's telling him he has to brush the teeth. I mean, where does it end, Pat? We all have the ability to translate these sentences, right? We have an Irish mammy translation skill that is a survival skill, because if you can't translate what your mother is saying to you at Christmas, then you're going to face her wrath.
And what is it about the Irish mammy and the daughter? Is it a kind of an envy that the, you know,
I don't
has
like to get into
that
side of it, Pat, to be honest with you. I just do the jokes.
You observe.
You need to bring in my aunt Stephanie to talk about what psychology is behind it. But
That is a very good idea for Stephanie Regan when she comes in.
Bring her back in.
We shall ask her to analyse the Irish mammy.
Look,
analyse you, actually.
Well, every relationship is different, Pat. I want to give a shout out to my mammy. She's the best, obviously, and none of these observations are based upon her.
Of course
just
not.
For the legal record.
But that's because you're her beautiful baby boy.
I am the beautiful boy.
Now, your observations on the rest of the year, besides your own fantastic success.
Yeah, I mean, I was asked by your researcher to pick three moments in this year. And it was only then that you realised, Pat, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, what a jam-packed year news-wise it's been.
Too much.
It's hard to wrap your brain around. Like, we're all exhausted from news. But the Olympics would have been, you know, sports-wise.
Yeah, I mean, it was heartwarming for us because we came back with a handful of medals.
I mean, Kelly Harrington, for me, that was the one that really was a highlight for me, because she did it with such grace. It was a surprise the first time she won a gold. Yeah. This time we were like, well, of course
it's
a gold. She's going to do it. But it takes...
And she was emphatic. I mean, that was the great thing. And then her joy... When she got the gold, even though so many people were predicting its inevitability, her joy was unconfined.
Yeah, and isn't it funny the way the tears, when an athlete actually cries, we suddenly we suddenly warmed them in a new way. Like I always think of Andy Murray winning Wimbledon, or was it when he lost Wimbledon?
He won it once anyway.
Yeah, but when he cried in the interview afterwards, people were like, oh, Andy Murray is so boring. He just goes kind of robotic. But now then we saw the emotion.
Interesting, in Conan Ireland's book, Andy Murray is described as one of the nice guys in tennis.
Exactly, yeah.
The rest of them are ruthless.
That's got to be sports book of the year there, that Conan Ireland book you mentioned. So I also picked out, because of working with Marion McKeown and the Irishman, an America podcast, where we follow the journey of this election, which was a tornado, really.
Yeah.
Right from the moment of Joe Biden faltering in that debate, maybe the most cataclysmic debate in political history, to see him get knocked out.
You know, talking about he had a cold or whatever, that cannot really explain the lack of mental acuity that during that.
I always think that we saw it here in Ireland before America did. We knew before they did that he wasn't up to this. We, of course, remember the visit in 2023 when he congratulated the Irish rugby team on their courageous victory over the Black and Tans. We were like, this fella's not going to run for president, is he? I mean, that was a moment, right? Because we knew he was toast. Donald Trump thinks he's got this in the bag. But then Kamala comes in and it did feel for a brief moment. I'm sure you felt it.
No, I followed it closely, and in the aftermath, I mean, she lost, end of. That's the way it is. And whether she'll reemerge in any political office, I don't know. But the margin of his victory was tiny in terms of the population. He's talking about, an overwhelming win.
Mm-hmm.
Not so in the popular vote. Yeah. But he got it, obviously, through the Electoral College.
He exaggerates the amount of hair he has on his head. He exaggerates everything. But what we learned, and I felt Marion McKeown hit the nail on the head with this, is that if America had more time with that other candidate, Joe Biden did not shuffle off that stage quick enough. And if he had, who knows what that result
would be. What was your reflection on his pardoning of Hunter?
Well, you see, that we talked a bit on the podcast last week about how much that damages the legacy of Joe Biden. Because
irrespective of what Trump does, pardoning himself and all around him and all the ne'er-do-wells from January the 6th, he will pardon those, one presumes. It doesn't matter because he is a reprobate, so therefore that's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, the standards are completely different. But it's also a red rag, isn't it, for the GOP to go after them and fully investigate, because where there's smoke, there's fire. Why would he do this if there wasn't a need to do it? But I think, Pat, in the same position with our son, if we're talking about our golden boy, I would probably
do the
same.
Well, the Irish mammy would certainly pardon him.
Of course she would pardon him. Yeah.
But it's interesting,
spot.
Yesterday there was a story, I don't know whether you saw it, where an FBI whistleblower who had made up stories about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all of that, he actually pled guilty.
Yes.
And that was what fueled the bid to impeach Joe Biden. And it was based on lies.
I know. And you just wonder when so many books from the inside circle, from the previous Trump administration come out, and they're riveting reads from inside the White House. What are the next ones going to be
like? But clearly the people who vote for many of them do not read.
Well,
read their social media accounts, but nothing more.
They're reading something else. They're not reading in depth. I think they're reading the headline and not the piece itself.
Yeah.
But
I can't let you go without some Irish story of the year. Well, besides the sporting
one. The election was the big one, wasn't it?
You enjoyed the debate?
Well, I enjoyed the debate because that was definitely the most obvious comedy that we got to watch, because it was fully the family home for Christmas, wasn't it? You had the good boy. Martin, I'm the most reasonable person here. And then you very much had the Jenny Joyce character of Simon Harris going, I'm not like these, more of this again. And, you know, just
and
Mary Lou, the daughter not being heard. These two are going to waltz in here. They're going to just, it is derisible, the effort they're going to make this Christmas. And Miriam, just the mother of the whole situation, really uncomfortable with how this is all going down. I mean, it was a dark comedy, Pat, because God almighty, we're going to swing again on these guys with all the problems that they've failed to solve. It is really...
But loads of material.
Loads of material.
That is the
blessing.
That's
the good thing. It's a good time to be a comedian, that's for sure.
Jarla, thank you very much for dropping in with some reflections
on
2024.
Thank you so much,
Pat. The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.